Welcome to the Europe à la carte podcast on the 2nd of January 2011. I'm Glenn Bryan, the founding editor of Europe à la carte, a European travel guide about the best places to visit in Europe. In this 5-minute podcast, I'll summarise some of the recent posts from the Europe à la carte blog. You can read the posts in full at www.europealacarte.co.uk/blog, and please leave a comment if you've anything to add. I'm looking for tips on what to do on the island of Gran Canaria, which is one of the Canary Islands. We're going there for a week in February for some winter sun. The Spanish Canary Islands are one of the most popular winter sun destinations in Europe. Due to their location off the west coast of Africa, you can expect some warm sunshine with temperatures of 20 degrees Celsius plus even in the middle of the winter. I found Ryanair flights flying to Gran Canaria from Edinburgh for £90 return per person. This is based on taking hand luggage only and paying by a MasterCard prepaid debit card, which avoids the £5 per person per flight admin fee. We'll be staying in 3 different hotels, courtesy of sunshine.co.uk from their selection of Gran Canaria hotels. The IFA Beach Hotel in San Agustin, the IFA Dunamar and Playa des Ingles, and the Lopespan Barbob in Los Melonares. If you have any tips for things for us to do on Gran Canaria, please leave a comment on the blog. Andy asks where you find the best New Year fireworks display in Europe. His vote goes to Amsterdam, the Dutch capital. I'm not sure about that. I watched the video of the London New Year fireworks display on the BBC site, and I thought it was absolutely fantastic. The display was centred around the London Eye on the banks of the River Thames, and accompanied by a soundtrack from British artists. It really was a fabulous display. Kimberly tells us about the wealth of Art Nouveau architecture in the Latvian capital of Riga. Latvia is one of the Baltic states, and there's a lot of Art Nouveau architecture here because the city was expanded greatly between 1896 and 1913, just at the time when Art Nouveau architecture was extremely popular. If you're a fan of Art Nouveau, you can also see lots of interesting buildings in Prague, the capital of Czech Republic, Vienna, the capital of Austria, and Brussels, the capital of Belgium. Inka visited the Munich Toy Museum. The collection here was gathered by Ivan Steger, a cartoonist, writer, filmmaker and journalist born in Prague, who collected toys mainly from Europe and the USA going back over 2 centuries. There's a big collection of teddy bears and Barbie dolls. So if you're a fan of Barbie, you know where to head to see a great display. Marcus visited the Aran Islands of Ireland. I've certainly heard of the Aran Islands mainly because of the knitwear produced there, the Aran sweaters. Marcus took a ferry ride out to Inishmore, one of the 3 Aran Islands. No cars are allowed to make the trip over on the ferry. The islands rely heavily on tourism, and there's a good choice of transportation, including a horse-drawn buggy if you want to be nostalgic. There's an 11th century Celtic church that you can visit. Irish is still the main language used on the Aran Islands. In fact, many people head out to the islands in order to learn Irish. So, New Year, I'd like to ask if you've made any plans for a trip to Europe, where you're thinking of going. If you're looking for tips about top European destinations, come to the Europe à la carte blog and I'm sure we'll provide you with plenty of inspiration. Thanks for listening to the Europe à la carte podcast and I hope you'll join us soon. You can subscribe to the podcast on Audioboo or iTunes. Goodbye.